Yeah, when people have some schizophrenia or some other diseases like that, there are medical explanations, but not all the behavior can be explained only by medical explanations. So there is possession by other beings which is also possible. Now, I explained the other day about what these other beings are, ghosts. You were there at that time, isn't it? The soul leaves the body. This mind and the soul, mind and the body, the mind and the soul, they are together, but the physical body is not there. So such souls, they may sometimes occupy some bodies. So that is called possession. So basically, normally people are, when they think about ghosts, they are very scared about ghosts. The ghosts are, they seem like menacing, but actually more the ghosts are miserable themselves. Because it's like a state of perpetual sickness. Suppose if there is a feast, and suppose we have a stomach upset. So everybody is feasting and we can't feast at all. And if that's how it is, if that's how it's going to be lifelong, you're terribly miserable. So ghosts are in that kind of condition. They can see everyone enjoying, but they don't have the senses to enjoy.
I feel that. But if I was to say that to the other
nurses
or the doctors, they'd commit me. Like, I'd be scheduled.
So sometimes such people, such ghosts may occupy certain people and they may try to act through those people. So there are some very interesting scientific research done about this. Alfred Wallace was a scientist who also postulated the theory of evolution, more or less at the same time as Darwin did. And he was also into study of spirit worlds. So he wrote quite a few books on it, and he basically observed cases. So normally in schizophrenia, the person seems to behave like someone else, but there are some cases which were initially, now the name, where they were diagnosed as people were having mental problems or brain problems. But not only did people behave like a split personality, they also, in some cases, exhibit knowledge which they can't have. So, there's a devotee scientist, Dutta Karma Pro, Dr. Michael Cremo, he's written a book called Human Devolution, in which he describes some cases of possession. So there was this young man is born in Italy, or one of the countries in Europe, and he had never gone out of Europe. And suddenly, one day, he started speaking an African language.
I've met people like that that cannot possibly know how to speak, say, Chinese or English, but they're, say, native African. They start speaking like a person who's been speaking all their lives. The doctors don't know how it came about. It still makes me...
So, there are definitely some documented cases of this, and it's just completely inexplicable from the purely materialistic perspective. They're kind of having that knowledge. So, now the thing is, this, for some of these people, whenever these possessions have happened, they would not only talk in a different language, but they would also talk like a different person. The mood of talking, every person has its own voice, intonation, it would be completely different. And then after some time, that person would leave and they would talk normally. It's like alternation of personalities. So if somebody is open to us, I don't know how much it's practical in your profession for you, but if somebody is open, generally this sort of possession that happens, if somebody is possessed like that, if that person is exposed to spiritual sound, the effect of the possession decreases. So it is these ghostly beings, they live in the darkness of ignorance. And when the light of transcendence, the light of God's presence is invoked, then they cannot stay for long over there. They are forced to leave. So if somehow they can be exposed to the chanting of the holy names, even if they don't chant, even if some kirtan goes on, even if you could call it as some soothing music, and if just keep it in their vicinity, then they, and if they find it relief giving, that might help them to at least restrict the influence of that. So actually how it works is, those ghostly beings, if they come, they come in contact with the sound vibration of God's holy names or any spiritual sound vibration, then that frees them from their ghostly body, and then they themselves go to a new body and they leave this body. So that's how that chanting not only benefits the person who is possessed, it also benefits the person who is possessing. Both of them get benefited. Yeah.
I'm serious. You probably look at me like I'm crazy.
No, it's really nice.
I do it like privately without, you know.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the process is just too, you know what it's too like. Complicated. Yeah.